produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Grace, peace, joy, faith, love, Dr. V.
Well, bless the Lord. I'm so glad you joined us today. You have joined Love Your Making. I am Dr. V, your humble host of Love Your Making, where we have sage conversations, leader to leader, all over the world. So glad you joined us today. We always begin with prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify your name, oh God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for being so God in our lives this day. We ask you to continue to bless this broadcast, Finding My Way and Joseph's Inspirational Network and all of the supporters, oh God, those who make this possible, this word of God to go all over the globe, encouraging leaders all over the world. We thank you for their resources and we ask you to continue to multiply back to them their labor of love and their time and their finances, and we thank you for them. Now, Father God, we thank you for those that are going to be listening, that their ears might be open to hear your word, to feel your love, and to do your bidding. These and all of the blessings we ask in your darling son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, yours truly, Dr. V, I have been meditating for all week long, trying to make sure that there is a now word coming out of me by the Spirit of the Lord to you so that I might have a sage conversation with you today that would encourage you in every way. I do not take this season, this time in our lives lightly. You may be experiencing a little or a lot of what's going on in the world today. No matter where you are in the world, we know Scripture tells us that God knows our downsetting and our uprising, even our thoughts from afar off. There's no place that we can go that he cannot find us, even if we make our bed in hell, according to Psalms 139. And so as I prayed and prayed, and I promise you I was not going to open up my mouth and record not one single word until I thought I have heard from the Lord, that he has ministered to my soul. And I want to tell you, it was a waiting. I waited Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and most of Sunday. And so here I am now ready to release a word. He asked me to do two things. He asked me to pray for you, and I'm going to do that. He asked me to read his word, and I'm going to do that. So I want you to get your Bibles, get ready, get set. You're going to hear the word of the Lord. I'm going to tell you right now, write these scriptures down, because I'm going to be reading. We only have a precious 20 minutes to do this, so I'm going to be reading as clearly and as expressively and as fast as I can, so I don't want you to lose me. I'm going to start out with Psalms 103, then I'm going to go to Isaiah 26 and read Isaiah the chapters 26 through 28 in their entirety, and then I'm going to pray for you. Is that all right? All right, here we go again. Write it down. Psalms 103. Isaiah 26, 27, and 28, and then we're going to pray. And leaders, I pray that even with the light, very light commentary that I'm going to be doing, I'm going to pray right now. I've already prayed, but I'm going to pray one more time that you really, really, really are encouraged by this word. The word read and the word prayed and the word heard and received in your spirit. Here we go. Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He have not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far have he removed our transgressions from us. Verse 13, like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourished. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. For the mercy of the Lord is everlasting to everlasting, unto them that fear him, and his righteousness upon children's children. Verse 18, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that execute and excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. Verse 21, bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all of his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. That was Psalms 103 in its entirety. Now I'll quickly move over to Isaiah 26, starting at verse 1. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nations which keepeth the truth may enter in, that will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Trust ye in the Lord when? Forever. For he is the Lord Jehovah, is his everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city.
He layeth it low. He layeth it low, even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright, thou dost weigh the path of the just. Verse 8, yea, in the way of thy judgment, O Lord, have you waited for thee. For the desire of our soul is thy name, and to remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night, yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness? In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Verse 11, Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see, and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thy enemies shall devour them. Lord, thou would ordain peace for us. Hallelujah. For thou hast also wrought all our works in us. O Lord our God, other lords beside thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. They are dead, they shall not live. They are deceased, they shall not rise. Therefore thou hast visited and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish. Verse 15, thou hast increased the nation, O Lord. Thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Verse 16, Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Like as a woman with child, thou drawest near the time of her delivery. Is in pain, that crieth out in her pains, so have we been in thy sight, O Lord. We have been with child, we have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thou dead men shall live. Together with thy dead bodies shall they rise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Verse 20, come, my people, enter into thy chambers, and shut thy doors upon thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. I'm going to read verse 20 again. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his palace to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. Chapter 27. In that day, the Lord with his sore and great and strong sword shall punish the Leviathan, the piercing serpent, even Leviathan, that crooked serpent, and he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea. In that day sing unto her a vineyard of red wine. I, the Lord, do it. Oh, my God. I will water it in every moment, lest any hurt. I will keep it night and day. That's chapter 27, verse 3. I want to read again. I, the Lord, do keep it. Talking about the vineyard. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day. Verse 4, fury is not in me. Who would set the briars and thorns against me in battle? I will go through them. I will burn them together. Oh, let them take hold of my strength, that they may make peace with me. And he shall make peace with me. He shall cause them that come of Jacob to take root. Israel blossom and bloom and fill the face of the world with fruit. Hath he smitten as he smote those that smote him? Or is he slain according to the slaughter of them that are slain by him? Verse 8, in measure when it shooteth forth, thou shalt debate with it. He stayeth his rough wind in the day of the east wind. By this therefore shall the iniquity of Jacob be purged, and this is all the fruit to take away his sin, when he maketh all the stones of the altar as chalk stones that are beaten in sunder, the groves and the images shall not stand up. Verse 10, yet the defense city shall be desolate, and the habitation forsaken, and left like a wilderness. There shall be calf, there shall the calf feed, and there shall he lie down and consume the branches thereof. When the boughs thereof are withered, they shall be broken off. The women come and set them on fire, for it is a people of no understanding. Therefore he have made them, he that made them will not have mercy on them, and he that formed them will show them no favor. Verse 12. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall beat off from the channel of the river unto the stream of Egypt, and ye shall be gathered one by one, O ye children of Israel. And it shall come to pass in that day, verse 13, that the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and the outcasts of the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount of Israel. That was the entirety of chapter 27. Chapter 28, our last chapter. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them, are overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord have a mighty and strong one, which is a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down the earth with the hand. The crown of the proud, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden under feet. Verse 4, and the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower, as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that looketh upon it, while it is yet in his hand, he eateth it up. Verse 5, in that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people. Let me repeat that. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. Verse 7, but they also have erred through wine, and through strong drink are out of the ways. The priests and the prophets have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in the vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Verse 8 again. For all the tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Verse 9. Who shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast? For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. So when he said, this is the rest wherein ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was upon them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, a little and a little there, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Verse 14, wherefore hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men that rule his people. This is in Jerusalem. Let me repeat that. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men, that rule this people which is in Jerusalem. Because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scorn shall pass through, it shall not come upon us, for we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Therefore saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, hey, glory to God, a tried stone, hallelujah, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Let me repeat, 16 is powerful. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place. And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then he shall be trodden down by it. From the time that it goeth forth, it shall take you, for morning by morning shall it pass over, by day and by night, and it shall be a vexation only to understand the report. For the bed is shorter than a man can stretch himself on, and the covering narrow than he can wrap himself in. Verse 21, for the Lord shall rise up as in Mount Pezareth. He shall be wroth as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act. Now therefore, be ye not mockers, lest your bands be made strong. For I have heard from the Lord of hosts a consumption, even determined upon the whole earth. Give ye ear and hear my voice. Hearken and hear my speech. Does not the plowman plow all day to sow? Does he open and break the clods of his ground? When he hath made plain the face thereof, doth he not cast abroad the fishes and scatter the cumin and cast the principal wheat and the appointed barley and the rye in their place? For this, verse 20, doth instruct him to discretion, and doth teach him. For the fishes are not threshed with a threshing instrument, neither is a cart wheel turned about upon the cumin, but the fishes are beaten out with the staff, and the cumin with the rod. Bread, corn is bruised, because he will not ever be threshing it, nor break it with wheel of his cart, nor abuse it with his horsemen. This also cometh forth from the Lord of hosts, which is wonderful in counsel, hallelujah, and excellent in working. Father, this is your word, and we pray now, Father, for your leaders all over the world who in this time, oh God, need to remember your word. Need to remember that, yes, it is line upon line. It is precept upon precept. It is the way that we should think, the way should we should behave, and the way we should be. It is a moral law. It is a spiritual law. The Psalms 34 and 4 says, I sought Adonai, and he answered me, and he rescued me from everything I feared. This is a time for leadership to be certainly in the word. The word that will tell their people to be quiet, to be calm, to be deliberate. For the Lord will tend his vineyard. We are his vineyard. He will water his vineyard. We are his vineyard. He will guard his vineyard. We are his vineyard. He told us to go into the door. Go inside. Shut the door. Be calm. Do not fear. I am the Lord who forgives all of your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems you from destruction, Psalms 103. You are that God, and we trust you. Lead us, trust the Lord. Do not live in fear of anyone, but reverence Father God, and bring a peace and a calm to your people via God's word. We will continue next week with this time of causing you to remember, hallelujah, to remember line upon line and precept upon precept, the truth of the word. The Lord says to us, I would that you walk in truth and that you not be a ball of confusion, but that you live by the truth and live by the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit and you will be the sons of God. Leaders, I encourage you to be the sons of God this day. This has been Dr. V, and love your making. God bless you until next time.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Create Your Own You. This is Vanita Dorice, and as I always say, make sure you become the person you want to be and not the person that somebody else wants you to be. You know, a lot of times we always trying to follow in other people's footsteps, not realizing that we have our own footsteps that we need to follow in our own path. So when you're thinking about possibly starting a business or you're thinking about getting a new job, whatever it is that you want to do new, make sure it's definitely something that you want to do and not what somebody has created in your mind and they want you to do. You know, today I am excited because I have a guest on tonight, and his name is Jay Johnson. Hey, Jay.
Hey, how's everybody doing today?
Good. So, you know, this is the radio show that I do every other week on this network, and I try to bring on people periodically just to, you know, give input on some different ideals of what people like. I know you're into the law of attraction and gratitude, which we're going to get to that very shortly. But let me ask you something. So you were raised over in Alaska. How is that different from being where you're at now? How long were you in Alaska, first of all?
I was in Alaska since I was about 12 years old.
Okay.
So I graduated. I went to elementary school there. I graduated from there. My father was military, so we moved around a lot. So I think we actually left Germany and then went to Alaska.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You're a worldwide traveler.
Yeah, most definitely.
So what was, if you can remember from childhood, what was your experience from, like, Germany to, like, Alaska? Now you're here over in North Carolina.
Germany, I really don't remember too much of Germany. I just remember that it was snow. I remember it was cold. But Alaska, I remember a lot. Like, Alaska was totally different. I think the difference between Alaska and where I'm at now is, I would say, the people. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like the people in Alaska are more open-minded. We're more, like I can say, it just everybody pretty much gets along. Like, mm-hmm. It's not really, no, it's like a whole nother type of world, you know? Right. I mean, Alaska's a different world. I mean, right. You get a dividend check from living out there. You just live in there, they pay you, you know?
Wow.
So it's just a different world. People are just different, more friendlier. you know, you hang out with blacks, whites, it just natives, like we all just get along. There's really no like racism as it is where I'm at now. It's kind of like a little bit different when it comes to that.
Okay, okay. Now, what was like, you know, why, you know, when you were over there, was were you in that section of Alaska where it's dark periodically for a long period of time, but then it's daylight like 24 hours a day?
Some parts of Alaska, that's everywhere in Alaska, some parts get darker and stay darker longer. So where I was at, yes, it does get dark and it does stay dark, but it just gets dark sooner. So say in the wintertime, it would probably get dark around, let's say, 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock instead of 5, mm-hmm. you know, but then in the summertime, it would never get dark.
Oh, okay. Wow, that would,
so
be,
would just be like
that's adjustment. How is that like sleeping? Just daylight all day long?
At nighttime, it's like sunset. So if you ever picture a beautiful sunset, that's mm-hmm. how it would look at night. So it wouldn't be pitch black, but it would be like a beautiful sunset. But you see kids outside playing, people barbecuing at 2 in the morning because, I mean, it's warm. It's like it's not cold, so people are out and about.
Okay, okay. That's definitely interesting because I would never imagine going outside at 2 a.m., 3 a.m. barbecuing, you know, outside at that time of morning. You know, most of us think at that time we should be asleep, and they're over there barbecuing. that's
yeah,
quite
exactly.
That is interesting. I love it, love it, love it, love it. Now let's talk about a few things that you are doing right now. Now you're in the home-based business industry, and you're specifically in the health and wellness industry. What made you target that particular area?
Well, in 2013, I came down with a rare disease called sarcoidosis. So when I came down with it, I got really, really sick. So I kind of attacked my vision, attacked my eyes, the autoimmune disease. And so I got really, really sick. And the medicine that they put me on affected my body, affected my metabolism. It ate my hip bone because I was on prednisone steroids. I don't know if everybody knows about how terrible that stuff is. And so I would start to look for holistic ways to get healthy. So I said, okay, cool, since I need to find holistic ways, I was going to a holistic doctor buying all kinds of different products. So I just start searching and just trying to find and trying different products because really when it comes to your health, it really just comes down to trying different things until you find out something that works. So I went through a whole bunch of different products just trying it because that's basically what the doctors do to us. Like the doctors have me on this medicine, that medicine, this medicine. Oh, that's not working. Let's try this. Let's try that. So I tell people, like, you got to do that with your own health as well. Just do it with natural products. So that's what I like. You know, I really did that for myself.
Right. I totally agree with you right now, especially in today's world, as far as, you know, looking. I know I just had a sister recently pass away back in January of a stroke, and she was only 34 years old. Pretty much nothing was wrong with her. And then, you know, I had another family member who had a stroke, a heart attack last year. And ever since that happened, the medications that, you know, seems to be affecting her more than it, you know, than helping her, you know. So always I'm into, like, looking at, like, the holistic approach to everything now, too. Like, what can we put in our bodies that's more natural? What natural vitamins, fruits, you know, what more plant-based areas we can get into. I love my meat still. I do eat chicken and fish and turkey. I love my meat. But it's still like, how can I incorporate some days just eating plant-based or just some days eating vegetarian, you know. So that I'm in the whole area with you when it comes to that holistic thing, trying to figure out, you know, what's better for the body than all the medications and medicines that the doctor is giving us. Because I suffer from migraines, and I don't take medication because I read so many of the side effects from the medication that I was like, no, I can't. I'm not even going to jeopardize my body like that. I'm just going to choose to deal with the migraines, as, you know, the best I can. I figured out ways naturally to subside them a little bit, and that's what I do. I try not to take anything that's coming from a prescription from a doctor. I always look at other alternatives, especially with migraines. I don't know if you ever experienced one, but they're they're not fun.
you know? I can only imagine.
Yeah, they're not fun. And believe it or not, while I'm talking to you, I actually have one right now. I was sitting in the dark for about the past 30, 40 minutes until I got to the phone call. Now I had to turn on some lights a little bit, but I'll be okay. I already know what to do and what I'm going to get off when I get off the phone, what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to look at stuff. Now, I congratulate you on trying to look for things more holistic than, you know, staying on medication, because you just get more medication, and more medication from medication that they keep giving you.
Now, exactly. I don't take no meds now.
Oh, that's good. Good. That's great. That's one of the things I want people to, you know, when it comes to, like, medications, to, you know, find out ways where they can get off medication. Now, what made you look into entrepreneurship or the home-based business area? What were some of the reasons why you wanted to get into it?
Because being that, you know, the sarcoidosis attacked my vision, it basically put me on a disability. Mm-hmm. So because I couldn't work, because I'm like, I'm legally blind. So, mm-hmm. like, when I read, I write, everything I do, I text people wherever. I use a magnifying glass. So, like, I can't drive like I used to. There's a lot of things that I used to do that I can't do anymore. So I'm like, but the disability ain't going to have me live the life that I'm used to living.
Right.
So I had to look into something, and that's why I said, okay, cool, health, business, might as well put two and two together and make it happen.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely true. You know, find something that you're going to enjoy doing. I tell a lot of people when they're looking at businesses, to find something that they're going to actually enjoy doing and not, you know, because once you get in the business and then if you're not really enjoy doing the job, I mean, doing the business, you're going to think of it as a job. And it's just going to stress you out. It's just going to make you more, you know, angrier than you should be happy owning your own business. So you should always find something that's going to make you happy and that you're going to enjoy doing.
Yes, now, what? I agree with you totally.
What would be, with everything that's going on in the world today, as you know, we got this virus going around and it's attacking people, it's attacking the countries, it's just attacking everything at this point. What would be your top three reasons why a person should right now look into a home-based business, whether that's creating a business of their own or getting into a network marketing company? What would be your top three reasons why someone should look right now?
Because one would be right now it's showing us how basically people are getting cut off from jobs. So if, like they say, you'd rather be ready than having to get ready. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if you with people already had a home-based business, already making extra money, right now they would have that extra money if they got laid off from their jobs or, like, school teachers, they aren't working. So that would be one reason just to have an extra income coming in when situations like this happen. Right. Then two is, like, I would say it's because now people who are quarantined at home, they got more time. They got more time freedom to actually say, okay, let me put this time aside and make this extra income. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, when you're working 40, 50, 60-hour shifts, man, especially parents or people, they dream of having more time to spend with their family. So you might as well use this time to build you an extra income. So maybe when it's over, you might not have to go back to your job. You know,
right.
Third, I would say if you know anything about the market, business is happens in cycles. Depression happens in cycles. So we haven't had one since 2008. 2008,
right.
All those people who lost their retirements and lost what they lost wish they would have had a home-based business. You know, so just because it hasn't happened in a while, you know that means that there's one coming up soon. You know what I mean? And that they're predicting that it's going to be worse than 2008. So,
right, exactly.
So, yeah, that's just three reasons. There's so many other reasons that I can just give, but those are three reasons I would say. And tax benefits, too.
Mm-hmm.
That alone, so.
Yeah, exactly, the tax benefits alone for home-based businesses. And, you know, I was just explaining to – I always tell people all the time that, you know, Every 10 to 15 years, there's going to be some type of recession. There's going to be something to cause a recession, and we need to be prepared for it. And as you see is what's going on now, I was officially laid off today. My mom was officially laid off today, but she's retiring, so it works out for her. my brother was officially laid off too. So it's like three of us in one family already been hit. So you can imagine how many other families that's been hit. You know, mother, husband, and all the kids are at home. So it's now is also a good time to to start a home-based business or look into a home-based business, but you also can get your kids involved. They're home all day. You know, start teaching them, you know, the home-based business skills. So when they get older, you know, they don't have to go through what we're going through right now. And I was explaining that to a young lady and, you know, about her daughter. I'm like, you can have her as your assistant, you know. So she's so young, she still can be your assistant, and you can pay her up to so much money and you know, write it off on taxes. You know, this is a really good time for actually the whole entire family to get involved in some type of a home-based business. Now let's get into this law of attraction. I know you're really heavily into the law of attraction. Why did you look at this? How did this come about for you?
I read the book Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude by Napoleon Hill. Mm-hmm. And then I read Think and Grow Rich. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like things start opening up to me. And I've noticed, like, I would always wonder, like, you have two people. They do the same actions every day, but one person finds success and the other person doesn't. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to figure out why that is. And as I continue to study this and research it more and start learning about energy and vibration, it just came to realize to me that that's what it is, that person is thinking the right thoughts that's attracting the right things into their life. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that I'm big on. I think about the placebo effect. You know, people take one medicine, it's just a placebo, it's just water. People will take the real medicine. Mm-hmm. And then after they take it, the people who took the placebo effect got better results than the people who actually took the real medicine. And why is that? Because how powerful your mind is, how powerful your thoughts are, that right there is they believe that the medicine was real and that helped them get better. So right now is the perfect time of what's going on right now is that you see coronavirus all over the TV. You see it on the news. It's getting pumped out there. And like I like to say, is people are thinking about this and folks on it so much that they're getting them, making themselves sick. Mm-hmm. Just by thinking about it over and over again.
Honestly, that is totally true because one of my staff, his ex-wife, you know, she had left Albany or New York City, and she came and she was home for a couple of days and had a fever. But it was gone in 24 hours, and, you know, automatically, you know, she thinks, okay, I have the virus because I was in the area where they said it was. And come to find out, absolutely nothing is wrong with her. She's perfectly fine, you know. But the way the mind works, like you said, you keep seeing it and you seeing it, your mind just takes it all in because you're allowing the mind to take it all in and bringing all that negativity in that every time something happens to you, you sneeze or cough now, you're just going to think, or somebody next to you just going to automatically think they have the coronavirus, you know. So I totally understand that part. I mean, several years ago, I eliminated people out of my life because they were so negative and they weren't doing the things that I wanted to do. And, you know, I switched everything into positive vibes. Years and years ago, I used to be like real temperamental, real quick to snap and everything. I was so, you know, temperamental. So I had to figure out for myself, why was I like that and how did I allow myself to become that way? So, and I started looking at things. It was something, you know, like hanging with certain people, it gives you that, it brings that energy onto you, you know, that negative energy. And I just had to start wiping people out of my life. Like, I don't even talk to them. I might say happy birthday, but I just had to just wipe them out. Like, if I see you outside, hey, I'm not going to be rude and not speak, but I had to stop that daily conversation with you, you know. So I did that several years ago, and I've always been going on, and it's like this positive thing. I just always, when I wake up in the morning, I want to listen to something positive. I throw on something, you know, personal development that's positive. I go to sleep to something that's positive. So when I wake up, I'm still in that mode. And that's how we have to think of that.
Yeah.
You know, So, with, you know, and I think that when I first really started thinking about it or looking at the law of attraction is when I seen The Secret years and years mm-hmm. ago. And I started, like, you know, it was this one scene in there where the guy was getting picked on all the time at work. And I was like, yeah, yeah. You know, the guy getting picked on at work, and he had to change
the
his thought
guy.
Processes. Right. He had to change his yeah. thought process because he was gay, that he just made that an issue with himself, but really wasn't an issue with everybody else. But it's just all that negative energy that he brought with the title of being gay. Then, you know, his thought process changed, and everybody was being happy. You know, they was talking to him and things of that nature. So I do believe in what you bring into your mind is what's going to happen. Negative is going to be negative. You talk negative all day, you're going to talk negative all day. If you talk positivity all day, you're going to feel better. Your stress level is going to go down. You're not going to have high blood pressure. It helps with diabetes. It helps with your overall body staying positive.
Most definitely. And people got to look at our brains as a transmitter.
Mm-hmm.
Because and it's so hard for people to grasp the idea that your brain is a transmitter, that your thoughts become things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do something and you think about that thing long enough, your brain is going to connect with other people's brains and bring those people into your life,
mm-hmm.
like literally. But you got to continue to stay focused and on the same frequency. What happens is when it doesn't happen as fast as we think it happens, then we do something else because we think that it's not working. And that's why I like that story in Think and Go Rich was that, you know, don't – the 3 feet from gold, how he gave up 3 feet from gold.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
It's like you really think about it, like you totally cut, and I see it happening in my life. Like I've totally focused on what I'm doing right now, and I'm like, okay, cool, I'm cutting everything off. I'm really going to do this and put it on focus. And sometimes people just message me asking what you're doing, like what is this, what's happening? And then like people will come, and it makes my work, what I do, easier because I'm thinking and I'm believing that, hey, all the right people are going to come and line up just the way it's supposed to. Everything is a positive. Somebody says no to me, man, that person wasn't meant to be in my business. Somebody says yes, this is the person that they're here for a reason.
Right, right.
So,
and a lot of things with, you know, when a person says no, sometimes, you know, I don't know, it's just me. But a lot of times I like to investigate the no. Like, I like to know exactly why you said no, because maybe your no, sometimes a no is just because they're not sure or they haven't been educated properly. So sometimes those no's, I can figure out the ones I could, you know, be like, okay, no, not sure, because I'm just not educated. But if you educate me, it'll turn into a yes. So it depends on who you're talking to. You'll know automatically which no's you should actually pursue and which no's you should not pursue. That's how I see it. Because you don't have to say it, you know,
yeah.
right at the same, you know, at that time. So let's talk about this radio show that you do every morning at 8:30, correct?
Every morning, 8:30.
Do you do Saturday and Sunday too, or is it just Monday through Friday?
Monday through Sunday.
Okay, so you're every day, every morning at 8:30 on Facebook. Gratitude.
8:30 a.m. on Facebook. Yep.
Your Facebook. So tell us a little bit about that. Tell the people how they can reach you also.
Well, I'm going to tell you about the show. I call it the Grateful Morning Show. And really, that's what really got me through. That's what gets me through every day. Like, when I learned about the power of just being grateful and gratitude, it really is going to uplift you. Because I can say, okay, I can wake up every day. And because I know there's people who, like, there's Facebook groups. It really made me think about this. There's Facebook groups, like, with people who have what I have. And all they do in the group is complain. So I just like, man, you know what? I just got out the group. Because for me, I don't focus on the fact that, okay, I can't see out my left eye. I've got to use a magnifying glass. I focus on the fact that I'm grateful that I can use a magnifying glass to see. Because there's somebody out there who doesn't have any vision, who cannot do what I can do. They cannot even walk to the gym by themselves because they don't have the limited vision to be able to do that. They're completely blind.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's somebody out there who, you wake up every day and you have a place to stay. That's something for you to be grateful for, regardless if you have no food in your refrigerator, because there's somebody out there right now that's homeless.
Mm-hmm.
They don't got no home, no food. So in every situation, there's always something to be grateful for. And if you focus on those things to be grateful for, man, more and more things in your life will come to you. Because there's a scripture in the Bible, and when I read this, it was kind of deep. It said that the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. So they flipped it, and they said, the grateful get more things to be grateful for, and the ungrateful get more things to be ungrateful for. So if you're constantly in a constant state of complaining and being ungrateful, what happens? Man, you attract more of those things into your life. So I started the show because for me, it's a reminder for me to wake up every day to be grateful. Plus, I want that message to be out there. So imagine if we had the whole world. Every day we got the news on TV spreading negativity. Every day they're spreading some negative news. So I said, okay, they can be on every day. I can be on every day spreading a positive message every single day.
Right.
So
right.
That's why I do it and let people know I live the life, because regardless, rich or poor, wherever your situation is in life, there's things to be grateful for, and that will get you through. It's helped me get through everything.
Right. And I think that was so powerful what you said, that you're grateful for to have the magnifying glass to you know, see with and read with. You know, like you said, most people look at the situation as negative, but, you know, flipping around, like you said, you know, be grateful that you can even use it, the magnifying glass. That's powerful. I don't know if anybody really paid attention to that part of the statement he just said, but that is a powerful statement, how you can make something that can be negative and bring it into a positive area. So, you know, I'm really glad you said that, so people can understand, no matter what they're going through, that they can see that they should be grateful, and it's a positive side to that side, you know, to whatever that they're going through. So, you know,
and
go ahead.
I was going to say, and also, you know, with gratitude, people got to realize, too, that they also are creator of their life. Like, even if you have a bad situation going on in your life, you created it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hardest reality for people to accept or to acknowledge. And I can say, I tell people this, like, this is like a little quick clip of my story. But I created the reality of me losing my vision. Now, most people couldn't accept that. But it's the truth. Because why did I create that? Because at the beginning of point of my life, I was in the streets, I was selling drugs, I was living a negative lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? I got arrested. I did 10 years in federal prison. While I did the 10 years in federal prison, right, I got messed up with my vision.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they had bad medical in prison, I didn't get the medical attention that I was supposed to get in the right timing. It caused me to lose my vision, because if I was free, I would still be seen. So now I'm out. The reality is this. If I was living the life that I was supposed to be living in a positive way, in a positive light, I would have never been in prison. They would have never, ever been able not to give me the medical attention. I might have still caught the disease, but I would have been free, and I would have went to the doctor and got medical treatment. So
mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I created this situation because it was a chain reaction. My negative lifestyle, boom. And that's why I try to tell people in prison. Do people say, well, that guy snitched on me? Granted, a guy did tell on me. But if I didn't go out there and sell drugs, he wouldn't have been able to tell on me. So at the
Correct.
End of the day, I created it.
Right.
So,
like you
if
said,
you
that's
people
powerful
look at their
people,
life,
reality for people.
That's a harsh reality. Like, people can look at their life and say, listen, you're in the position that you created. But if you flip it too and say, listen, you created this situation, you can uncreate it into a positive way as well. So if you look at it and say, okay, cool, I created this, cool, you might be in debt. Ask yourself, what did you do to create yourself to be in debt? What did you do to create yourself to be broke? Now you flip that. What part did you play in the divorce? You created that, cool. Now how can you flip that? You can uncreate it. You can uncreate it and make it a happy marriage, or you can get into your next relationship and make it awesome
mm-hmm.
because you know what you did. That's the best advice I can give anybody, is like gratitude and know that you're creating your life every single day.
Powerful. Powerful. Oh, my gosh, that was just powerful. That was a one, I mean, that's a testimony, too, right there, but that was extremely powerful. Okay, we only have, like, a few more seconds. Let everybody know how they can contact you on all your Facebook handles, Instagram, everything, how people can contact you.
Okay, so I'm on Facebook as Jay Johnson on Facebook, and then on Instagram, and you'll find me at Coach Jacob J on Instagram. So it's Coach J, C-O-B, just the letter J. I'm on Instagram, and that's pretty much where I'm at. But catch my show every single day, The Grateful Morning Show, at Jay Johnson, on Jay Johnson on my Facebook page.
All right, everyone.
That's pretty much where everybody can find me.
Okay. All right, everyone. I appreciate you getting on. I want to thank you for your time, Jay. I know you're a busy man. You know you got a lot of stuff going on. So I want to definitely thank you for your time. This was actually wonderful. This was a powerful show tonight. And I hope everybody got some maybe a lesson or two out of it, so you can look at your life differently. Even though we're going through hard times right now, let's look at how we can make this out a positive situation and see what you can do for yourself and your family and not dwell on what you don't have or what you may not have in a couple weeks. So, again, this is Vanita DeReese on the Create Your Own You. Peace and blessings to everyone around the world. Thank you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.